Yeah, yeah, Roger JP, 1025 The Bone, Real Raw Radio on January 10th. Thank you for joining us. Roger's out today. Hopefully he will be back in the saddle tomorrow. Brett's with me here. Monica's over there along with Sydney on the phones. 800-771-1025 and 727-579-1025 are the phone numbers. If you would like to chat with us on the air, if you want to, the Twitter, it's Roger and JP on all the social media platforms, right? At Roger and JP on all of them, Brett?
Correct.
Cool. So I found this little ditty from somebody sent it to me on Facebook yesterday, and I thought it was fake. It's not fake. It's real. And it's kids. Now, Brett, do you remember years ago, maybe when you first came back, we did a story, kids were getting drunk, but they were taking tampons and sticking them.
Yeah.
Boys and girls, like guys were up the keister and girls in the girly spots.
Yep.
Do you remember that? And they were getting drunk, the alcohol would go into their body that way. Do you remember that one?
Getting drunk through the back door.
Yeah, all that good stuff. Listen, I was a teenager too. Did we sniff dittos when they came in the room? Absolutely we did. You know, you're always looking for something goofy. Kids huff gas fumes or sprays or whatever the hell it is. These kids in Indonesia, man. They are. All right. You're going to have to strap yourself in for this one.
I'm ready.
No, you're not.
At least I'm strapped in.
You're not ready. How often do you see me react with a wow to anything we talk about on the air?
These days, I feel like you're more like, hey, you know what? That's the way it is.
Nothing rocks me.
Nothing rocks you.
These kids are making tampon tea and drinking it to get drunk.
To get dry. Okay, I thought they were taking used tampons.
They are.
Oh.
They are. Oh, they are.
How does that get you drunk?
The chemicals in the... Okay. So, teens in Indonesia, they have taken to boiling used feminine hygiene products to create a tea that they can then drink.
Nope.
The chemicals used to sterilize the products and the absorbents in them create a feeling of flying and hallucinations as described by the teens.
Hell no, to the no, 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 hell to the no, hell to the no.
You want to play this whole thing?
No,
yeah.
No, no, hell no, no, to the no, no, hell to the no, no.
You don't want me to finish?
That's so, a no and a half right there. That's as no as it gets.
I just don't understand if it's about the chemicals used to make them. Why are they using used?
Maybe is it the liquid that activates the chemicals?
It says the chemicals, maybe I'm misunderstanding the way this is written. It says the chemicals used to sterilize the products and the absorbents in them. So would the absorbent be the blood?
I think that's an absorbent at that point.
Okay. So the chemicals used to sterilize the products and the absorbents in them create a feeling. Who figured this out? You're way too smart to be drinking this.
Listen, As a person who's seen used, I don't know how often y'all have seen used, but I've seen used about once a month, and there's no way. I don't even want to look at it myself, and it's my own stuff.
Got it. Yeah, no, I get it.
Ain't
Trust
no
me.
Way I'm putting that in a cup and adding some sugar. I don't.
I tell you, I saw that wrestling thing the other day. You see that chick that reached in and pulled it out and jammed it the other?
Yeah, yeah.
That was disturbing. That was disturbing.
But at least that's fake. That's acting.
Yeah.
This is real. Real people in real life are doing this.
Well, I'll tell you what, that wrestling thing,
it was gross.
This is disturbing. That one, I was like, that bitch is crazy.
Yeah, it was a little extreme.
It was a lot extreme. So anyway, so they're boiling it up and making tea. And one 14-year-old confessed that he and his buds swig it, quote, morning, afternoon, and evening.
Swig.
The National Narcotics Agency in Indonesia says it's the chlorine used to sanitize the menstrual products that's getting kids tipsy and giving them hallucinations and the feeling of, quote, flying. Well, if it's that chlorine, I would think there are much less disgusting ways of making tea. Then what are you doing? Like, you're waiting. If you're a dude, you're waiting for, like, your mom or your sister to, like, you know. And if you're, like, if you're a group of friends, are you hoping that, like, you know, this one's mom is week one of the month, this one, so you guys have a steady flow, for lack of a better phrase?
And who is handing them over? Or are they rummaging through, like, a garbage can? I don't understand how this is even happening.
I could see teenage girls thinking it's funny and handing it over. I can. Not when I was a kid.
As a teenage girl, it's embarrassing. When you're a teenager, it's embarrassing. You want to hide all facts of your period.
But, Monica, it was when we were kids. So was masturbating.
But now you think,
you know,
it's a
when
problem.
When I was a kid, you know, you didn't talk about whacking it because it's like, well, you can't get, what's the matter? You can't get laid. You know, that was, I'm being honest.
God.
Right. That was the thought process then. Now, these kids will talk about masturbating in junior high school and high school like it's nothing. I've heard it. I've heard kids talk about it when I'm coaching them at soccer practice, and you hear the conversations that are going on, you know?
I don't think it should be taboo. I don't think it should be, what's the matter, you can't get laid.
None of it should be taboo.
No, I can't get laid. I'm 13. You know.
But 30 years ago, it was. Now, it's not. So I kind of feel like I can see the girls just, like, handing it over to them. And you know, I don't know, man. These dudes, they're boiling used. I mean, what the
Anybody want tea and crumpets?
Oh, hey.
Aunt Flo
showed up to the party.
What do you think started this?
Oh, this is your kind of party.
Is there any other kind of party?
Yeah.
Did it? Tampon tea party?
Yeah.
The little girls, get them started young. Ugh, this is the best way to do it. Get your Barbie dolls. Time for a tampon tea party.
Ugh. You want to hear the name? The
delicious. Oh, tot.
The headline.
Ew.
Throw some ice cubes in there.
Gotta cool it down a little bit.
Mm. The
Somebody have a bucket full of pennies here. Where does that smell?
Mm. It does, too.
You smell that?
Yeah.
I'm not drinking that.
Oh. I'll just smoke some more.
Bucket full of pennies. You're broken.
I'm broken. You're the one drinking the tea.
I'm not drinking this. The headline itself delicious. I want you to hear the headline. This was in the New York Post. Teens are now getting drunk on boiled tampon juice.
Boop.
Boop. Yeah, huh? Devin on line one. What's up, Devin?
He's there. I don't know.
Devin, you there, buddy? All right, Joe on line two. Who do I got? Who's on?
Hello, it's Joe.
Hey, Joe, what do you got?
So, listen, if I come home and I find my son boiling tampons, there's going to be a bigger problem than him just getting drunk.
Right.
You know, and then you just see some kid, oh, mama, I make a special soup to get you drunk. Very good.
You know, I got to, like...
A pee-pee, green tea.
I think this is one of those. This is one of those things where if you catch your kid doing it, you have to assume some responsibility.
Are you mad at the drunk part? Or are you mad at the used tampon part?
I'm mad. I'd rather my kid just drink a bottle of Jack Daniels.
Get it over with.
You know, I'll pump his stomach, teach him a lesson, and and you know, you move on. But the please, Devin, go ahead, Devin.
Hello.
Hey, Devin. How are you?
It's Yvonne.
Yvonne, I'm sorry. Yes.
Hi,
Yvonne.
That's fine. Hey, you guys, I tell you what. I just moved here from Las Vegas, Nevada to Dunedin, Florida. You guys rock the radio station.
Thank
you. I love you guys. And
thank
the little girl that works, that girl that works there, God bless her for the stuff that she's been through. And God has a mission for her. That's for
Monica?
Sure. And the yes, Monica, I'm sorry. And the tampon thing. I don't know if you guys know, but back in the olden days, the rich people, the women that were alcoholics used to soak their tampons in vodka or whatever, Everclear or whatever the hell they made back then, and they would stick it up there, and that's how they would be drinking without anybody knowing this.
Right.
So whatever these kids are doing, if they're sticking these tampons in their vajayjays to get buzz, obviously later on down the line, they're not going to be able to have any kids. That would be my guess. But
yeah, I don't know, man.
It happens. I mean, that's just crazy.
Yeah.
But you're right. They'll do whatever they can to get the buzz. That's just But you guys rock, man. You guys make me laugh every day. And how you and Nat are in a good mood all the time, I can see. But maybe if you decorate the office different or change your doorway when you walk in or remodel the office, maybe you'll feel better.
No, I have
feng shui.
What I need to do is change the people that are outside the studio. I'm cool with the people that are inside the studio. It's when I walk outside the studio where the problems start to occur.
Can you help with that, Yvonne? Can you do that?
Oh, hey, if I could, I would. But I bless you guys and thank you for making my day every day.
Right on, Yvonne. Thank you for turning the radio on. We appreciate it. Jamie on line one. Or Jaime, whatever it is. Jamie?
Yes, how are you doing?
What's up?
I'm the interim president of MEM. That's Mexicans Against Monica. And there's a group in Mexico. Ma'am? That is, I don't know if it's a myth or it's true, but it's made with the leftover of the agave after they made the tequila, and it's called pulque. And supposedly it has a used, not a tampon, but a used sanitary towel from a woman to make it stronger.
Who thought of it? Mm. Who thought of it? That's what I like.
How does it start? Right. How does it even start? How does it even become a thing where someone says, hey, and I mean, is someone already drunk and saying, okay, I've heard of this somehow? Is it a long lost legend that's passed down from a generation? I have no idea.
Listen, man, I can be as much of a deviant as, if not more than the next guy.
Yeah.
You know, I would never even. And, you know, I guess back to where I grew up. If I presented this idea to my friends.
Yeah, that's true. Who goes
I'd
along?
Get beat up.
Yeah.
I really would. And probably shunned and no longer a part of the pack.
I mean, kind of.
I'd be a lone wolf after that if I brought up this whole idea. Hey, fellas, guys, Chuck, I got a great idea. Do me a favor. I was at your house today. Your sister seemed a little cranky. Go through the garbage pail in the bathroom. Get whatever you find. We're going to boil it up and make some tea.
No.
No, and I would be shunned from the clan, and I would never be able to hang out again.
No more thunder.
Goodbye. Get out of here.
Exactly. All right. So that's what you got. Tampon tea. Enjoy it, kids. Give it a shot.
I have enough.
No, don't give it a shot. Please don't give it a shot.
End the cycle today.
Please, whatever you do, don't go home and boil any used feminine hygiene products and make a tea out of it and call in tomorrow and tell us what it was like. Please don't do that.